The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys need a new head coach.
Following several meetings, Mike McCarthy and team owner Jerry Jones couldn't come to an agreement on the length of the contract, so the two decided to part ways. Jane Slater with the NFL Network says this may have taken Jones a bit by surprise.
I would imagine someone like Jerry always has a plan B in the back of his mind. I just don't know if he was necessarily expecting where this road was going to take him down today.
In a statement, Jones says the decision to part ways with McCarthy was mutual, and the team's search for a new coach begins now. McCarthy is expected to be a coaching candidate for the Chicago Bears and the New Orleans Saints. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meantime, we wanted to find out what the Cowboys fans feel about this, and they say another coach doesn't guarantee anything.
I don't know if the coaching's going to help them get in better shape, but they're sloppy players. Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. He's got, you know, good receivers, but not good enough.
Some fans say the Cowboys need a better roster. They're worried the team's going to hire someone that's a yes man, Jerry. Others that we talk to say they need time to process everything. They say Mike McCarthy won the Super Bowl for Green Bay, and he did it here in North Texas. And that's another market where fans demand success. He really never took the Cowboys very deep in the playoffs. New information today about an armed robbery led to a shooting involving Arlington cops.
Arlington police say a couple people robbed a business near Pioneer Parkway in Matlock Friday evening. Lieutenant Courtney White says one guy ran off as officers got there, but another shot at police.
The two officers then fired their service weapons multiple times in the direction of the male. The suspect retreated back inside the business and then attempted to exit out the front door.
No officers or suspects were hurt, and police arrested the guy they say shot at them. White says they're still looking for the other person.
Our officers are actively close patrolling the business. Our detectives are actively working the investigations to keep the streets of Arlington safe.
And no one inside the business was hurt, but White says when they tried to escape out the back, police found their hands and legs had been taped up during the robbery. In Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
The charity in El Paso and the Attorney General's office today facing off over how law enforcement can reach out. The state says Annunciation House helps illegal immigrants get shelter, and it refuses to let state and federal authorities in without a warrant.
Our point is that they don't have a right to demand a warrant when they let any alien in indiscriminately, including illegally present ones. Those are criminals under the federal code. If you enter illegally, that's a crime under the federal code. They let them in indiscriminately, they won't let law enforcement in.
The Annunciation House says it's affiliated with a church and they follow church doctrine by helping those in need. Your cell phone might not be in good hands with Allstate.
The state of Texas is accusing Allstate Insurance of tracking drivers through their cell phones without permission. Allstate was able to see how fast a cell phone was moving and if it was picked up or opened during certain speeds. Attorney General Ken Paxton says Allstate created the world's largest driving behavior database by gathering info on more than 45 million people. He accuses the insurance giant of then selling that info to other insurance companies who used it to charge more. These practices violate Texas's new Data Privacy and Security Act, and the lawsuit wants $10,000 in civil fines per violation. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfredas and News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys, looks like they are going to move on from Mike McCarthy as their head coach. You know, we've been wondering about this for ever since the season ended. A week ago, are they going to bring him back or not? And a lot of people thought that they had finally reached the decision to go ahead and bring him back.
But, because remember, the Bears had asked for permission to talk to him. Right. The Cowboys said no. So we thought, okay, these two sides are going to do something.
Apparently, the talks between Jerry and McCarthy didn't work out. The word we're getting is that he wanted too long of a contract that Jerry was comfortable with.
Yeah, it was like the sides couldn't reach on the length of the contract, so Jerry probably wanted to give him
maybe two.
And as a head coach, you're like, I want 3, 4, maybe even 5. I don't know if they felt comfortable doing that.
Yeah. Apparently they didn't.
No.
Because as of Wednesday, McCarthy's contract is up with the Cowboys, and he's a free agent. He can go anywhere.
And look, the Chicago Bears are going to interview him. The New Orleans Saints are going to interview him.
Alec is excited about that.
He wants him to be a Saints head coach.
A big Saints fan. Alec, our board op. In fact, you're the one who told us about this. You saw it pop up on your phone.
What do you think?
Because I'm always on my phone, right?
That's right. That's why we enjoy
established.
That.
Yes, yeah. You're always on your phone, and you found this. And so, what do you think? Surprised?
Not really. Just more of the fact that the Cowboys, you know, were teeter tottering with the idea of do we bring him back? Do we not bring him back? And now it just seems like with the contract, with the money, and the length of the deal. It all came full circle finally.
And you're okay with your Saints picking
him
up.
If the Saints hired him, you said you'd be all right with that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about McCarthy is he brings stability. He's a good locker room coach for players. Players really seem to rally and play for McCarthy. And if he can have full say of the staff, the quarterback, and those important things, then I think Mike McCarthy, record-wise, like you both mentioned, is just about as good as Sean Payton was.
Who you're very familiar with. Who's the next guy now? That's the Cowboys.
That's the real question.
So would you want to bring in an offensive-minded coach or a defensive-minded coach?
Well, they aren't going to bring in Mike Vrabel. Vrabel signed by the Patriots over the weekend, so he's off the board. That leaves both the offensive and defensive coordinators for the Lions that
Ben
have been
Johnson
mentioned quite a bit. Ben
Aaron
Johnson,
Glenn.
The offensive coordinator, and Aaron Glenn, a former Cowboy, although now we find out this
the
morning.
The Jets really like him.
Yeah.
I watched an interview with him, and I found him fascinating. He was talking about how he relates to players and how the new style of coaching, you have to relate to these guys. And he seems to do it extremely well. So, but he's a defensive-minded coach. Offensive-minded coaches tend to get, you know, more opportunities because it's, let's be honest, the offense drives the league.
So here's
right now.
The question. What was the Cowboys' bigger problem, offense or defense?
To me, it was offense.
Yeah.
I mean, the defense, for all the injuries they had, they played pretty strong, especially towards
right.
the end. It was the offense. They were at full strength at the beginning of the year. Now, I know they didn't have a true running back, but still, you would think that this offense is very similar to what we saw last year.
And the clock is ticking on Dak Prescott, too.
And, yeah, he's coming back from a devastating injury.
32 now.
Hamstring.
All right, so we're going to hear from a lot of people about this, but what we want to do first is open up the phones. Let us know what you think. 945-766-1080 is the number. Give us a call at 945-766-1080. How do you feel about this? Mike McCarthy. Looks like he is on his way out as Cowboys head coach. So let us know what you think about that and your ideas for a replacement.
That's right. You have to start thinking of somebody that has to now take this team. You have to sit down with this guy and say, look, I've got a quarterback that I'm married to for the next 4 years at least. How are you going to get him better? How are you going to get him to the NFC Championship game? Bare minimum.
Got to take that next step. Dak is 32 years old. This might be his last shot.
Yeah, his hamstring, that's a tough injury to come back from. And we already talked about his mobility being an issue because of that ankle injury a couple of years ago. He's not running nearly as much.
It hadn't been the same, nearly the same.
So the Cowboys definitely, I don't know. I think the offense is the issue. You got to have to get him some more weapons. I think Jerry will do that. But it's now a matter of the coaching putting them in the right situation. Do you go with a young guy or an established guy? Do you give a guy a first chance?
Yeah.
I don't know.
945-766-1080. What do you think about this? Cowboys, it looks like Mike McCarthy is out. Let's go to the phones right now. Let's talk to Brian. Brian is in Dallas. Brian, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing, Austin?
Good.
Good. You know, being born and raised here in Dallas, I grew up around the Fair Park area, you know, and Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett, all these guys were with the Dallas Cowboys and Tom Landry. I don't know. I mean, you're going to have all sorts of perspectives on this, as you guys already know where this is going to go. But the Dallas players have got to shape up, man. I mean, the last 7 years, these players have not been up to par. You look at these other teams, the performance, the way they're playing physically, Dallas just don't have it. I don't know if the coaching's going to help them get in better shape, but they're sloppy players. Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. He's got, you know, good receivers, but not good enough.
So you're saying McCarthy was not the problem.
It's the players.
I would say it's more going to lean on the players. We learned this, you know, like I said, you're going to have a lot of people say, oh, Brian's crazy. But, you know, it's going to get down to the bottom wire. You know, you're on the field, you got two guys running a 100-yard dash. Is the coach really going to be the guy that say, hey, you know what, you're going to win that 100-yard dash, or it's going to be the guy that's really determined and does his homework and wins that? So my thought process, I've had a lot of conversations with all my friends because I'm from Dallas, this is my home, but I would say it's going to really fall a lot on the players, how they're performing, how they're playing. They're sloppy players in that.
So you need to shape them up a little bit here.
Okay. All right.
Compared to other teams.
Good hard-ass coach in here to shape them up.
That's right.
Brian,
another Bill Parcells.
Thanks so much, Brian. We appreciate the call. You can weigh in as well. Here's the other big story going this morning. It's the fires out in L.A. The wind has picked up again. The fires are hardly contained at this point, and they could get worse now, but there is some help on the way. Firefighters from North Texas headed to Southern California, and some of those firefighters from Dallas.
Yep.
Assistant Chief Scott Pecos with us right now on KRLD. He's going to tell us about that. So how many firefighters from Dallas are going to be headed west?
So for Dallas, we sent 6 firefighters total. We have 4 wildland firefighters that will be on the front line with the wildland apparatus, and then also 2 medical support specialists to be sent with that group as well.
What are you hearing from officials there in Los Angeles? What are their biggest needs?
From what we understand right now, our crews just got there, and they just got assigned to the Palisades Fire, so that will be the most critical need and area that is being addressed. Right now, we just understand that we're offering firefighting efforts, structure protection, moving into recovery efforts if needed. But really, anything that the state of California and those fire crews out there need, we can offer relief as well and backfill for some of the support in areas that are needing 911. So when these calls come in, we just raise our hand and make sure we're available for whatever they call for and whatever they need.
How were these firefighters chosen? Tell us about their experience. What kind of things have they done here?
So our team has been deployed to California 3 times prior. So we've been on some of the largest fires out in California to assist as part of the state effort before. Our firefighters specifically have wildland training and are able to have an understanding of the winds and the environment and some of the different things with vegetation out in California and some of the terrain. So understanding that all those come into play in these large fires, they're able to really have a good situational awareness in stepping into these. So their training starts with the basic wildland fire training and moves into more advanced training to take them to a good spot to be able to address these.
I remember this happening a couple of years ago when it first happened, and basically these firefighters were out there 24/7, and even camping in some areas to knock it down on the wildlife.
Yes, and that's what we go out expecting, is the fact that we're going to be out there with very limited resources to be able to support us, knowing that more resources are coming, you know, as the process continues. But that's what our understanding is that we're going out there to work those long hours. And what's exciting about being a firefighter and what we like to do is this is what taps into us wanting to be firefighters. We want to make sure that we're able to have that work, and we're excited to be able to be part of this effort to assist those others in California that have been working so hard to this point.
That is Dallas Assistant Fire Chief Scott Pecos with us here on KRLD. Scott, listen, thank you so much. It's great work you're doing. Lord knows they need the help out there. So, and it's not just Dallas either, by the way. You got other local cities here in North Texas.
McKinney is also doing that.
A lot of them are sending firefighters out to L.A. Can you imagine what those firefighters out there in California have been through over the past week?
They've got to be exhausted because they're undermanned,
yeah,
and the fire is just so massive. So,
In case you hadn't heard, only 14% on that Palisades fire. That's the containment right now.
That's just crazy.
14% and a little over 20% on the Eaton fire, which is the one up in the foothills near Pasadena.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.